The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he's the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Imagine going through life as if time were just one day after another, something to be seized. Seize the day, carpe diem. To think of one's relation to time as this greedy willfulness, taking more and more without gratitude. To go through life living as if one weren't really a beloved son or daughter, to live as an orphan, a criminal. And when everything was coming to an end, in the final agony, when there was no earthly hope whatsoever, through the pain, to have this surge of love. "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And to have the King of the universe look at us, thieves and rebels and criminals, and to say to us, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." How can Jesus be our King, especially in the weaknesses of the cross, in his tortures and agonies unto death? My brothers and sisters, he is our King because Jesus has all the time in the world for us. All the time in the world. In the book of Revelation, the risen Lord will say, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." At the Easter Vigil, we will proclaim all time and all ages belong to him. And we don't have to wait until the end of the world or even the end of our life. We don't even have to wait until tomorrow. We can claim our share of the Lord's kingship of time today, right now. There are two proposals. One, the Christmas gift book for the parish is coming early this year. It's Christmas in November. It's a book I've mentioned before, and I want every parish family to have it. And I want you to take more to give to other people. We'll also have more copies of this book on Christmas Eve for the visitors who come. We'll get as many as you want, because this is an investment of our whole parish. And what's so amazing about this book, it allows us to receive the grace of each day. There's a different meditation for the 365 days of the year. The specific grace that the Lord wants to give that day. So if there's a particular saint's feast day, we claim that grace. If it's honoring an event in our Lord or Our Lady's life, we claim the grace of that day, which means we are not thieves. We are the recipients of a gift. The poverty of being a thief is believing that the world isn't fundamentally a gift. We are not criminals. We are sons and daughters of God. We have to live that way. And when we receive the gift of time, we can also offer our lives to the Lord. Those of us of a certain age, if we went to Catholic grade school, we probably memorized the morning offering. This book has 365 new, fresh morning offerings. And by the way, each day, it's just a single page. We can put this at the breakfast table. We can put it by our bedside. We could put it in the car. Anywhere we're going to begin the day by receiving it as a gift. Each day also has a daily word for us to take through the whole day. And each day also has a single sentence for us to consider the grace of the day at the end of the day, so we can give everything back to the Lord again, hoping for a new gift tomorrow. This is going to transform our lives in time. But wait, there's more. I've been waiting to share this gift for you my entire priesthood. This coming year, I'll be celebrating my Silver Jubilee, 25 years of ordination. I have longed for this liturgical calendar to come into being. It's the distillation of all the spiritual exercises, all the proposals that we've been living one after the other these years together at St. Vincent's. This calendar is like tapping the tree of the cross as if it were a maple tree. This is the maple syrup. Oh, it's so good. And each family is meant to have one. And if you want to take more, we'll make more. We'll also be handing these out at the Christmas vigil. But the amazing thing about this calendar, what makes it different from any calendar ever, is that every single detail of it is arranged around the liturgical seasons of the year. So there will be some parts of the calendar that are only a week long, Holy Week, for example. Other parts of the calendar that are longer than a month, stretches of ordinary time. It's a way for us to take the whole year of grace ahead of us and to receive it as a gift. And so here's how to do it this week. Feel free, of course, to flip through the whole thing. But don't do it too much at once, because you'll be blinded by the glory. You'll be so overcome with joy that you may pass out. If you think I'm exaggerating, you just wait. This week, just look at the pre-Advent pages. It starts out, there's a letter from me and Christ the King, and a beautiful quotation you've already heard from me, from the Kentucky farmer Wendell Berry. It's easy for me to imagine that the next great division of the world will be between people who wish to live as creatures and people who wish to live as machines. Friends, time is not an invention of man. It's not a mechanism. It's a creature. Time is made by God. So on the next page of the calendar, there are seven ways the calendar can help us. I've already said the first one, which is just claiming the grace of each day. This calendar will also help us learn how to feast with excellence on the feast days of the church year. Third, this calendar will help us fast with excellence, so it's not a drudgery, but for our thriving. Fourth, the calendar will help us set aside time to be with the Lord in contemplative prayer at our oratory. Fifth, this calendar will help us set aside time for our conversion through the sacrament of reconciliation. Sixth, this calendar will help us set aside time to mark those days in our lives that are graced by God in our own personal way, birthdays and anniversaries of death, of marriage, consecrations. We need to put those on this calendar because those graces are alive. And finally, this calendar will also help us in our long-term planning. For example, when the vacation days can be taken, what's the spiritual goal of those days? How can we prepare for those days? And the next pre-Advent page, all the spiritual exercises that we've heard, all the principal ones, are on a single page, so that they don't have to come at us and pass us by and we don't quite know how to keep up with them. It's all laid out here so that we can contemplate and receive each one as it comes. So this week, just keep the count. Don't put it up yet. Do not put up Advent yet. We are not in Advent. This week, just carry the calendar around with you wherever you go. And whenever you have spare moments, just look at the first pages, read them, reread them. Yes? Bring it in the car. This, of course, will attract the attention of other people. Why are you bringing a calendar with you? It is the most beautiful calendar ever! Would you like one? Don't give yours away. Tell them to come here and get one for themselves. This is so good. Imagine what it would be like to live in time, not as a thief, not as a rebel, not as a criminal, but one beloved of the King. Remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom. today you will be with me in paradise.